Welcome to Medical Discovery News. I'm Dr. David Neisel.
And I'm Dr. Norbert Herzog. Just over a century ago, when King Tut's tomb was discovered and opened, the world became enthralled not only with the treasures, but the stories of a curse.
A few early entrants to the tomb died soon after, including an earl, and the media played up the deaths. The likely cause was a fungus. Not as much fun as a curse, but certainly more scientific.
That a fungus may be the likely culprit is nothing new. In May of 1973, 10 of 12 people who opened the tomb of Casimir IV, Jagiellon, a famous 15th century Polish king, died within weeks.
Scientists found a fungus called Aspergillus flavus in the tomb. Just several years later, the mummy of Ramses II was also found to harbor the same fungus.
To be fair, it's a common fungus, but it can pose a threat to weakened lungs and immune systems. Since fungal spores can persist for centuries, they may have grown on the mummies and the items in the tomb. So opening a long-sealed tomb would disturb the spores.
Lord Carnarvon died 5 months after opening King Tut's tomb, but he had gone to Egypt to recover from a bad car accident and suffered many lung infections.
The media reported after his death that he had pain of the nasal passages and eyes, which are symptoms of aspergillus-caused sinus infections, and it may have progressed to the pneumonia that killed him.
Sir Arthur Conan Doyle, the creator of Sherlock Holmes, suggested that priests planted the fungal spores to punish the grave robbers. Alas, even he couldn't resist a twist on the story.
We are Drs. David Neisel and Norbert Herzog at UTMB and Quinnipiac University, where biomedical discoveries shape the future of medicine. For much more and our disclaimer, go to medicaldiscoverynews.com or subscribe to our podcast. Sign up for expanded print episodes at IlluminousSciComm.com.